ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्तनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु। तदात्मनिरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। We have seen the four mantras. In the fourth mantra, we saw previously, it was made very clear, reality being the very swarupam, the truth, the existence of everything here. It's a truth of I, it's a truth of this also. Being a truth of this, this means what? Anything, everything denoted by any word other than I is this, which is an object. And here, even the ahankara, even the sense organs, even the organs of actions. So even all pramanams, the truth of every pramanam is also the same reality. Therefore, no pramanam can reveal this, including the word. Shabdaha. Word is, Shabda is also pramanam. Because word reveals. Word expresses. But no word can reveal the Atma. Yesterday it was made very clear. If at all the question comes, there are so many words which are used here. Vijnanam, Jnanam, Atma, Brahma, Chaitanyam, you know, Satyam. You can say Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam. All of these words also we can take. Now whatever words are used in the Shastra to mean, to reveal the reality, those words do not reveal the reality directly. Like how the word apple reveals the object apple, how the word reveals milk, or any word reveals its respective object directly. So these words do not reveal the reality directly, because no word can reveal. Because reality is the very swarupam of anything, everything. It was made very clear. Oh, reality, these words are used choicelessly, and these words reveal the reality only in terms of the given nature of reality. Therefore, what? Anabhyuditam, anabhyuktam, anabhyuditam. Vacha na abhyuktam. Vacha na abhyuditam. It is not expressed by word. And one more extent in the Bhashyam part, none of you ever asked me, I assumed definitely this part of the Bhashyam might not have become clear. Because still I have not yet sent the complete meaning also of the Bhashyam. So there, Bhagavad Pada in his commentary says, when he explained first what is an organ of speech, and then he also explained what's the word, etc. One point he says, this word, the greatness of word, he talks about the greatness of word. How word is great, how speech is great. In the context, he says, he talks about akara. Anyway, he quotes also mantra, akaro vai saha, akaro vai sarvam vai akaraha. In the context, he says, the one single vowel, the first and the foremost of the letters, sounds, is akaraha. And Upanishad says, akaro vai saha, akara is all. Akara is all. So akara is all. Akara happens to be first sound. It is the sound in all the letters, all the alphabetical letters. And we may say it's in all the alphabetical letters and also other sounds also. Akara is there in all the consonants, sibilants and semivowels. All the consonants, we say the ka on to ka onwards up to ma, ka, kha, ga, all the five groups, letters of five groups, kavarga, chavarga, tavarga, tavarga, pavarga, all of them are consonants. Then we get sibilants, sha, sha, sa, then semivowels. Yara lava. So we say this sparshaha. The all letters of five groups are said to be sparshaha, are mere consonants only. The 25 letters of five groups. Then we can say antastaha or semivowels. Yara lava. Then ushmanaha sibilants. Sha, sha, sa. If I include kha also. All these sounds together as consonants, you can say, these cannot be pronounced without including the vowel sound. Especially akara. So akara is then all of them. Therefore it is said, it one all the sounds, all alphabetic letters are further. Now, one akara along with all of them alone becomes formed of many countless number of words. This Acharya says in his use, having quoted this akaro vai sarvam, he explains that. In that context, he also says, simply, he does not elaborate anything. He just mentions the word mitam, amitam, satyam, satyandrite, and swaraha. What does it mean? So all those, the mitam means measured, amitam means unmeasured, swaraha means just a tune, and satyandrite, truth and untruth. He just mentions only this much. But here we have to understand these word mitam stands for Rigveda mantras, which are in metrical order, which in verse form. And we also have amitam, the Yajurveda mantras in prose form, where nothing is really measured. And swaraha stands for all the mantras set to tunes, like in mantras of Samaveda. So these three words actually mean all three Vedas, mantras of all three Vedas. Then in truth and untruth, any word uttered, truth and untruth, all about satyam or mithya. So all these are what? All these are modifications of a speech, one sound, you can say, all modifications of products of the word only. Therefore, what amazing! And this is how this is the akara with all other sounds, and is known of all. So akara means part of om. So what om stands for all, akara stands for also. And all these sounds expressed and placed in proper sequence alone become words in proper order. So letters constitute words and words constitute the sentences, and sentences consist of the subject matter of which shastram, of all shastrams, of all disciplines of knowledge. Therefore, any amount of discipline of knowledge pertaining to anything, so this content of the spiritual wisdom, the spiritual literature, the contents of the material sciences, everything, all knowledge of all disciplines are in the form of speech, and speech alone express. Therefore, speech is great, word is great, but such speech fails when the question of Brahman comes, because Brahman is the truth of everything that is expressed, revealed, described by a word. Therefore, vacha anabhiditam. So it's not right, it's not, it cannot, Brahman cannot be expressed by word, it cannot be revealed, brought to light by that respective organ which serves as the means of, which serves as the instrument of speech. So this is what is made very clear in that portion. So I wanted to make it, you might have understood very well. I thought you might not have understood, so I wanted to make it clear. It's all right. Today move on to the fifth mantra. So in all these following mantras, we are going to see the same line, second line. Okay? Tadeva brahma tvam vidhi nedam yajidam upasate. May you understand that alone to be Brahma, not anything that people worship or meditate on.
Yanmanasana manute yenahur manomatam. Yanmanasana manute yenahur manomatam. Tadeva brahmattam vidhi nedam yadidam upasate.
Yeah, some people had a doubt about chest being one of the 8 points of points associated with the speech. Also, like, I'll explain my notes.
Yenahur manomatam yanmanasana manute yenahur manomatam tadeva brahmattam vidhi nedam yadidam upasati.
Okay. Yan manasa na manute. Yan, make it yad. Yad manasa namanute. Yad means that, you know, which. Manasa namanute. So, we had to add a subject here. Manasa namanute, and one does not objectify, does not think, does not know. Manute, you can take, the word manute literally means thinks. Na manute. So you have to take all these words. So supply another subject also, a person. Yad manasa na manute means that which a person, so dekhe, that means object here. A person does not think, does not know, does not objectify. That which a person does not know, which a person does not objectify, which a person does not think. Is Brahma, which means that yena, and that by which manaha matam ahuhu. And people also say, Brahman is that by which mind, manaha matam, mind becomes known. Matam is a past passive participle of mandhatu, manyate, manute. And participle what? Matam. Matam means a thought as a participle. Matam also means, you know, as a noun, it means a view, contention. And matam means known. Matam means objectify. So you take yena manaha matam ahu. And that by which mind itself is known, thought, objectified, is Brahma. So may you understand that to be Brahman, that which a person does not know, does not objectify, but that by which the mind becomes objectified, mind becomes known, mind becomes thought, that is Brahma. Tadeva Brahma, you know, understand that alone to be Brahman. Na idam, not this. Brahman is not this. Yadu, which idam upasate, anything which a person worships, meditates on. This is the literal meaning of the mantra, you know very well. We all know the mind is blessed with the capacity, mind is capable of thinking, knowing, objectifying. But mind by itself, what is mind? Mind itself is a material stuff. We understood in the kindergarten class, Tattvabodha class itself, that mind is nothing but a product of sattvic aspect of all subtle elements. The sattvic aspect of all subtle elements alone together constitute the manaha. So it's made very clear, it's also bhautikam, it's also elemental product. But it's the product of sattvic element, sattvic aspect of the elements. Therefore it is inexplicably subtle, transparent. Transparent means what? It is inexplicably subtlest. Being transparent is capable of manifesting consciousness. But it is by itself inert matter. Swamiji used to mention, use the term mind stuff because a material product. But still mind functions, mind knows, mind thinks, mind objectifies, and there's a function of mentation involving many aspects. And that is because of the blessing of the consciousness. And the presence existence of the abstract reality, which is of the nature of consciousness itself, is a blessing, that the mind becomes conscious, sentient and functional. Therefore it is said, no, mind can objectify everything else, including sense organs, and through sense organs can objectify everything, the entire world of objects. But it cannot objectify its own Swarupam. So that's why the reality, Brahman, is the very Swarupam of mind, truth of mind, that it cannot be objectified. It's an object. And mind itself becomes an object. The mind which can objectify everything else becomes an object, the standpoint of the Brahman. That is why it is said, manasana manate. And it is because of the very presence of Brahman and the mind itself becomes known. Mind becomes becoming the known. Mind enjoys the status of being existent. And is capable of objectifying the external world. Okay. So let us see the bhashyam here. Yan manasa namanute. What is manaha? Like how we explain Acharya, what is walk, he explained yesterday, we saw in the class, another class, the previous class, manaha. He also explains here what is manaha. Every definition you have to learn from Acharya beautifully presents. First he picks up the word manaha. So yan manasana manate, when he says, Brahman is that which a person does not objectify. So the mind does not know by the mind. So having said that, he explains, manaha iti antahkaranam. Manaha is a sakaranta apusakalinga shabdaha. It's a neutral gender word. What does it mean? Antahkaranam. Manaha iti antahkaranam. Manayityantahkaranam. Even though Visarga becomes dropped, you know very well what happens to Visarga when it is preceded by Akara and followed by any vowel other than Akara. Manayityantahkaranam. And what he says, buddhi manasoho ekatrena grihyate. Buddhi manasoho ekatvena grihyate. So the mind is taken with the understanding of oneness of intellect and the mind, which we hear, even though the word manaha is used, it also stands for buddhihi. Why? Manaha and buddhihi are two different names given to one antahkarnam, with reference to two different types of functions. So the functional difference, manaha and buddhi. But here, because mind also is nothing but thoughts, buddhi is also nothing but thoughts. Because thoughts constitute the antahkaranam. The thought is subtlest material phenomenon. We have to understand the thought in terms of experience only. You can't really explain what thought is. We can simply say thought is that which comes and goes. What is thought again? Antahkarana vrittihi. Antahkarana vrittihi. Mental thought. Because the word vritti has different meanings. Therefore, the vrittihi means thought. Antahkarana vrittihi. So, vritti naam samuhaha manaha. Many thoughts constitute the mind. Therefore, but different names are given. Of course, other context we understand buddhi, chitta, mahankara also. Here Acharya picks up only the two important divisions of antahkaranam as manaha and buddhihi. So he says, buddhi manasoho ekatvena grihyate. So mind and intellect are taken to be one internal instrument. Antahkaranam. Mind is taken to be one internal instrument. Buddhi manasoho ekatvena grihyate. Manute anena iti manaha. Again, why mind is called mind? A person thinks by this. Anena means by this. Any human being thinks by this, therefore this is known as manaha. Anena manute, manute anena iti manaha. And this mind again, sarva karana sadharanam, sarvesham karananam sadharanam. See, sadharanam means common. Mind is one common internal instrument connecting to all organs. Mind is connected to the whole system, in fact. Mind is connected to five subtle sense powers. Mind is connected to five subtle powers, organs of actions. Karmendriyani, Jnanendriyani. Mind is connected to pranas. That is how, through the sense powers, mind is connected to everything, the whole body. They say, manaha sadharanam. Why? Sarvakarana sadharanam. Manaha sarvakarana sadharanam. Mind being one common internal instrument of knowledge, being connected to all organs, mind is in fact, mind is capable of pervading everything, all sensory objects also. That is why sarva karanehi sarvam vyapnoti. So sarva karana sadharanam, mind pervades all the sensory objects because it is connected to all sense organs. Sarvakarana sadharanam. Kimartam katam sarvakarana sadharanam. How it is common to all the organs. Acharya explains in the following word. Sarva vishaya vyapakatvat. It has sarva vishaya vyapakatvam. So mind has a status of being pervasive of all the sense objects. All sensory objects. Sarvakarana vyapakatvat. Sorry, sarva vishaya vyapakatvat. So you can say, sarvan vishayan vyapnoti. It pervades all sensory objects. All sense objects. Because any object known is pervaded by the mind. So mind pervades all the objects. All sensory objects. Because of its connection with all the organs. Sarvishya vyapakatvat manaha sarvakarana sadharanam. Now Acharya gives beautifully, he presents the relevant quote from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. where he said, first he explains, there is how to understand mind is constituted of thoughts means, what are all the thoughts? What is a thought? So, Upanishad, Sir Brihadaranyaka Upanishad said, explained, see, it is in the following quote here, Kamaha, Kamasankalpo Vichikitsa, Shraddha Shraddha, Dhritir Adhritir, Dhiriti, Etat Sarvam Manayeva, Etsarvam Manayeva, it's all mind only, it's all mind. Kamaha, Kamasankalpo Vichikitsa, Kamasankalpo Vichikitsa. If you break it, Kamaha, desire, Sankalpaha, Sankalpaha also desire firmly thought, deliberately expressed mentally. You can say determination also. So, kamaha, desire, and desire firmly thought, sankalpaha. So, sankalpaha also decision, in fact, determination. Then, vichikitsa. Vichikitsa means doubt. Vichikitsa, doubt. Chikitsa without V means treatment. Curing. That's different, completely different meaning. But vichikitsa, vichikitsa, doubt. Shraddha, faith. Ashraddha, ashraddha, faithlessness, indifference. Dhritihi, fortitude, resolve. Firmness. Dhritihi, firmness, steadiness, resolve, fortitude. Opposite of it is what? Adhritihi. Adhritihi, unsteadiness, non-firmness, lack of fortitude. So, dhritihi, adhritihi. Then, hrihi, hrihi, shame, the feeling of shameless. Dhihi, dhihi. See, the word buddhihi, understand, dhihi means intelligence. Dhihi. One more, it is not added here. Bhihi, dhihi, bhihi. Bhihi is fear. Dhritihi, hrihi, dhihi, bhihi. Dhirbhiritti, yetat sarvam. All these are objects of experience. They don't have forms. They cannot be explained, but they're all known to us. That is why yetat sarvam means what? All this. All this mentioned here, everything is mentioned here, is what? Manaha eva. They all form mind. They all constitute mind. Manaha eva. Iti shrutehe. So, all this is mind. All this being mind is known from Shruti. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Shruti's statement states what mind is, explains. Therefore, having said this code, Acharya says, Kamadi Vrittiman Manaha. What is Manaha? Kamadi Vrittimat.
Mind is that which is endowed with thought modifications, such as thoughts, such as desire, etc. Kamadi Vrittimat. Kama Adi. Adi Shabda stands for all that we have seen above. Kama Adi Vrittimat.
So we talk about desire, we talk about anger has not included. You have to include anger also. Fear, anger, desire, and what are intelligence, what is this? All these together constitute the Kamadi Vrittimat.
Vrittihi, everything obtains in the form of a vritti. Desire obtains in what form? What is the form of the desire? Formless form. But it does exist. So, we can say desire obtains in the form of a thought, vrittihi. So, now resolve or fortitude obtains in the form of a vrittihi. Because it's there, sometimes it is not there. So, vrittihi. Therefore, mind is what? Mind is that which is endowed with thoughts, such as desire, etc. Vrittimat, like buddhimat, manaha vrittimat. Mind is that which has thoughts, such as desire, etc.
Tena manasa yat chaitanya jyotihi. Manasaha avabhasakam na manute. Tena manasa, by that mind, yat chaitanya jyotihi, that light of consciousness. So yena manasa, tena manasa, by that mind, which obtains in the form of thoughts such as desire, etc. Yad, that yad means what? That yad, yen manasa, Acharya explains, takes the word first, yad. And what does the word yad means? So manasa means by such a mind, which consists of many various thoughts such as desire, etc. Then he moves on to the next word, yad. What does the word yad mean? Yad is a relative pronoun, which means which. So yad stands for chaitanya jyotihi. So chaitanya jyotihi, the light of consciousness. What is light of consciousness? Manasaha avabhasakam. Yad stands for chaitanya jyotihi, light of consciousness, effulgence of consciousness. And that light of consciousness, what is that? Manasaha avabhasakam. Manaha avabhasayati iti manaha manasaha avabhasakam. The illuminator of the mind. Illuminator of the mind. Revealer of the mind. Light of consciousness which alone brings the mind to light. Therefore, manasaha avabhasakam. Na manute. So the person does not think, does not objectify, does not determine that
light of consciousness, the illuminator of the mind.
Okay, so manasaha avabhasakam chaitanya jyotihi. The chaitanya jyotihi is meant by the word yad. Therefore what? He moves on to the next word. Na manute. Na manute means what? Na sankalpayati. Na sankalpayati. But does not determine. Na api nischinoti. Na api nischinoti. It does not decide. So who does not decide? Who does not determine? It is lokaha. So the word lokaha means a person here. Any human being in general. Na manate. Manasaha. Avabhasakatvena niyantrutvatu sarvavishyam prati pratyag eva iti swatmani na pravartate antahkaranam. This is Acharya's own sentence. Antahkaranam swatmani na pravartate. Antahkaranam swatmena pravartate. So mind goes to objects, but it does not go to its own swarupam. Swatmani, swatmani. What is the swarupam of the mind? So that which is the very swarupam, the very content, the very existence, the very truth of the mind, is here Brahma. Your mind does not go to that swarupam, swatmana swarupam. Swatmani na pravartate antahkaranam. Kimartam, he explained here, manasaha avabhasakatvena niyantrutvat. The reason is given. Manasaha avabhasakam chaitanya jyotihi. Light of consciousness is that which illumines the mind, illuminator of the mind. And having the status of being the illuminator of the mind, it also has what? Niyantrutvam. Having the status of being the illuminator, enlivener of the mind, this consciousness also has a status of being the controller, ordainer of the very function of mentation, niyanta. So chaitanya jyotihi, not only manasaha avabhasakam also niyanta. Therefore, manasaha avabhasakatven niyantrutvam. It has the status of being the ordainer of the very function of mentation, the controller, and being the illuminator of the mind, being the enlivener of the mind. So, sarva vishyam prati pratyageva yeti. Sarva vishyam prati pratyageva yeti. It goes towards all the objects. Swatmaina pravartate antahkaranam. So sarva vishyam prati pratyak. So pratyak means the innermost self. The indweller of everything is here the Atma.
You see, Indra was everything, you know, it's inveler of the mind also. This antakaranam, implying the mind and intellect, does not go towards its own self, its own swarupam. Antasthenahi chaitanya jyotishavabhasitasya manasaha manana samarthyam. He says, this Chaitanya Jyotihi is antastham. Chaitanya Jyotihi is antastham. Antaha tishtati iti antastham. Antaha tishtati means what? It remains inside of everything means what? It is this abstract formless light of consciousness remains as the innermost essence of everything. Innermost essence of everything, including the mind. So, antastham is chaitanya jyotihi. So, this light of consciousness being the innermost essence, as the innermost essence indwelling as the very truth of everything, it is the innermost essence of the mind. So, manasaha api, this is the antastham. Manasaha api antastham chaitanya jyotihi. It is indweller of the mind. It obtains as the innermost essence of the mind. Therefore, what? It's the illuminator of the mind. So, mind is avabhasitam, avabhasakam chaitanya jyoti, manaha avabhasitam. The illuminator, enlivener is light of consciousness, mind is the illumined, enlivened. Avabhasitasya manasaha, manana samarthyam. No, manasaha, manana samarthyam asti. The mind has the capability of thinking. Mananam is thinking. So thinking, knowing, objectifying, the function of mentation is mananam. Manasaha manana samarthyam, the capacity, the capability of the mind in terms of thinking is only because it is illumined by the light of consciousness. Acharya says here, antasthena chaitanya jyotisha avabhasitasya manasaha manana samarthyam asti. So mind has manana samarthyam. Mind has the thinking capacity, knowing capacity. Mind has the capacity to function as the mind. Only because it is illumined by the light of consciousness, only because it is enlivened by light of consciousness. Consciousness obtaining as the innermost essence, indweller of the mind. Antasthenahi chaitanya jyotisha avabhasitasya manasaha eva manana samarthyam. So what he says now, Chaitanya Jyotisha Vina, without the light of consciousness, without being illumined by the consciousness, mind cannot have Manana Samarthyam, its own capacity to function as mind. The verse is, Tena Savrittikam manaha yena brahmana matam. So what is mind? So tena yena brahmana savrittikam manaha vishayikritam. So mind itself is for manaha vishayikritam. Mind is objectified. Vishayi karoti means objectifies. Manaha Vishayikritam. Mind is a neutral gender word, therefore Vishayikritam. Manaha Vishayikritam. Mind is objectified. By what? Tena. And which mind here? Savrittikam Manaha. Mind which consists of thoughts. Savrittikam. Vrittihi thought. Savrittikam Manaha means what? Mind which consists of, constituted of thoughts. Mind consisting of thoughts is said to be Savrittikam Manaha. This mind which consists of many, many thoughts, are constituted of thoughts, is objectified by that reality Brahma. So mind is said to be now, mind being objectified, Vishayikritam Manaha, Vyaptam, the mind which is objectified by that Brahman, light of consciousness. Therefore, it is also pervaded by that light of consciousness. Vishayikritam Vyaptam. Savrittikam Manaha. Vishayikritam Asti Vyaptam Asti. Kena Yena Brahmana Matam. Matam means what? So, Matam is explained as Vishayikritam. Tena Brahmana Vyaptam. So mind which is constituted of thoughts is objective, pervaded by that Brahman by which mind is objectified. Tena Savrittikam Manaha Yena Brahmana. Matam. Matam is equal to Vishayikritam. See, Matam means known. And known means what? Known thought means Vishayikritam. Known or thought means Vishayikritam, objectified. See, objectifying the mind is very difficult. Being objective towards one's own mind is the most difficult thing. We're effortlessly objective towards everything because it is through the mind. But objectifying the mind itself is very difficult. We have to understand mind itself is what? Vishayikritam. Mind itself is matam, means objectified. By what? By that Brahman. Therefore, it is also pervaded by that Brahman. Being objectified and being known also is pervaded by that Brahman. So he says, Tena Savrittikam Manaha Yena Brahmanam Matam Vishikritam Vyaptam Ahuhu. Ahuhu means Kathayanti. Kathayanti say. Who say this? It's not mentioned. Who say this? So, Brahmavidaha. So, people who know this reality Brahman as their own Swarupam, and they say very clearly, it is this Brahman, indweller of the mind, by which mind is objectified, thereby it's also pervaded. Mind is pervaded also by that same Brahman. This is what the wise people, Brahma Jnanaha, Brahma Vidaha, say. Tasmat, therefore, Tadeva Brahma means what? Manasaha Atmanam, the self of the mind. That which obtains as the innermost essence of the mind. That which obtains as the indweller of the mind. Thereby that which objectifies the mind,
that which pervades the mind. May understand that alone to be Brahma. Tadeva manasaha atmanam pratyakchetayitaram. Pratyakchetayitaram. Very beautiful this. Pratyakchetayitaram. See, chetayitru. It is the abstract formless reality Brahman is what, no, the light of consciousness is chetayitru. So chetayita is nominative case. Chetayitaram, objective case. Chetayita means enlivener. That which makes the mind conscious and sentient. The inert material mind now becomes conscious and sentient. And who makes the mind conscious and sentient? Who enlivens the mind is Brahman. So this absolute reality Brahma, obtaining as the self of the mind, the truth of the mind alone, is the pratyakchetayita, innermost consciousness, the enlivener. Pratyakchetayita. So pratyakchetayitaram Brahma Vidhi, Brahma Iti Vidhi. May you understand, may you know that Brahman to be the enlivener, self of the mind, obtaining as what? The innermost essence. Why pratyakchetayita? Means there's nothing in between the mind and the reality, consciousness. So pratyakchetayita, so it is the abstract reality Brahman obtaining pure consciousness is what now? The innermost enlivener of the mind. May you understand that to be Brahman, not na idam edidam upasate. Acharya does not want to comment upon the second line, so he says, Nedam ityadi puravat. How we have already understood the meaning of the second sentence, Na idam edam upasate, that has to be understood how it was already explained before. Okay, puravat avagantavyam. So not anything that a person worships, meditates on. So Brahman is not anything that a person worships or meditates on. This is the simple meaning of this mantra. So here, we have to understand, vrittihi, anything we understand here, between vrittihi and consciousness, there's no distance. It's exactly like light and opaque thing. There's no distance between light and the opaque thing. So in every perception of any external object, opaque object, opaque thing, the two things are simultaneously perceived. Only then perception of that opaque thing is possible. Perception of any opaque thing implies perception of the light and the opaque thing. You can never say it's only opaque thing, isn't it? The same way here, cognition, when you say cognition of any object in also, implies what now? Cognition pertaining to the thought form of a given object
with the light, the light of consciousness. Just as external perception of opaque thing implies perception of light, implies two factors, light and the opaque thing. Similarly, internal cognition, the mental cognition implies two factors, consciousness and the thought pertaining to a given object. Thought pertaining to any given object and consciousness together alone means cognition. So cognition of any object implies consciousness and respective thought pertaining to an object, given object. So chair is means chair cognition is. And chair cognition is means what? Chair thought with consciousness. Mere consciousness does not become cognition. And mere chair thought cannot even be without the consciousness. So consciousness with the thought pertaining to the chair or chair thought is what? Chair cognition. So also light is means what? The thought pertaining to the light, light thought plus consciousness is light cognition. So every cognition involves two factors. Inert material thought pertaining to a given object with inseparable consciousness. I have to remember this for today. Perception of any opaque thing, external thing, implies two factors, light and the opaque thing. Similarly, the internal cognition involves two factors, thought pertaining to a given object and consciousness. Two factors constitute cognition. Just as perception of opaque thing involves two factors. This is yet to be explained. I'll explain tomorrow. Before I move on to the next mantra, I really want you to ask me if you have any questions, any ambiguity, any part of the Bhashyam, please text me and ask me. Definitely I'll reply. And anyway, when you get by them, you get my notes for this fourth mantra, it should be clear. If you, please go through that. Sometimes I break the sentence and repeat it also. And to make it clear, if when you go through that, if you find it anywhere, any difficulty in understanding Sanskritam or whatever in English also, please text me, I can clarify it. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Arihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Arihi Om.